The founders of America articulated a vision of freedom for this nation because we have God-given rights. But today, many Americans feel that the nation is headed in the wrong direction. Scott Powell of the Discovery Institute has written a book on our nation's Christian roots. It's called Rediscovering America. And Scott recently wrote an article for Discovery Institute entitled, You Bet Americans Can Defeat the Enemy's 16-Point Demolition Plan in 2024. And right now on this program, we welcome Scott Powell to discuss some of these 16-point demolition plans. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Scott, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jerry. I think it's important for your audience to understand that it isn't just that we're going in the wrong direction. We all know that. It is, what is the cause of this going in the wrong direction? And my argument in this article is that we have enemies that want to destroy America that are operating within our borders and also outside of our borders. And they work together, and they're working on 16 different fronts. And that is probably a minimum number. There's actually probably a few more, but I cover sort of the landscape of the areas that we need to push back and prevent the advancement of these strategies to take us down. And some of it is difficult. You know, many of these are difficult because these are cultural issues. They're not just political policies.
All right, let's begin with open borders.
Well, open borders, we're all aware that we have an open southern border, and that a country that no longer has borders, you know, no one should be mistaken. When a country doesn't have borders, it's no longer a country.
And let me interrupt you real fast. I just want to say this. This is fascinating to me. The mayor of Chicago, the mayor of New York City, and the mayor of Denver have all said, oh, Mr. Abbott, you know, Governor Abbott of Texas, will you please stop sending this handful of illegal immigrants that you're sending our way? And they're basically blaming him. Well, they're claiming to be sanctuary cities, and he's just saying, okay, you claim that? Okay, here's just a tiny fraction of what we experience day after day. Why don't you blame the president if you're going to, you know, blame anybody over this crisis?
Well, you're absolutely right. But, you know, we have, I think, a compromised president who basically buys into whatever his handlers tell him he needs to do. And the enemy, one of the primary handlers of Joe Biden is, of course, the Chinese, the CCP. The Biden family has received more money through Hunter's enterprises from the CCP than any other country. And Peter Schweitzer puts that number at $30 million of funds that have been received. But in any case, we know that Joe Biden is not acting in the interests of American people. I mean, what's really going on is what the UN calls a displacement migration. That is to say that Americans are being displaced by immigrants, these new immigrants who will work for lower wages, and they will be treated more beneficially than the American people, which is absolutely preposterous, but that's what we see going on.
All right. How about another issue, the war on U.S. as founded? Why does that matter?
What's that again, Jerry?
The war on the United States as founded. That includes the war on history and so forth.
That every nation has an identity that is, to a large extent, tied to its history and its founding beliefs, its form of government. America is really a rather unique country in that it was founded on ideals, ideas, principles that came out that were biblical, that gave the American people rights that no other nation in the history of mankind had ever achieved. And it also put in place structures to limit the abuse of power, checks and balances, a federal system where states and the federal government have to compete with each other, if you will. And we see that states have really lost their rights And that's what's so interesting about what's going on in Texas, where Texas has finally stood up and said, you know, we're going to defend the border. We're not getting any help from the federal government. Our state is being overrun by immigrants, and we're going to stand up and stop that.
All right, let's have you comment on God in the public arena. You mentioned undermining religion and morality, and also removing religion, belief in God. So let's just kind of deal with that whole issue for a moment or two.
Well, this is not new. I mean, you could trace the removal of God from public education back to 1962 and the decision to remove, to prevent or prohibit prayer in school. But it went on from there, of course, and we really have this notion that religion is entirely separate from any influence on government, that it's okay to go to church and worship, but the beliefs that come out of Christianity don't play any role in terms of affecting the public square and debating public policy. So this is a big, you know, this is part of our problem. And it's led to, of course, not only the breakdown of the family, but it's created a bit of a vacuum that has now been occupied by secular progressive creeds, notably cultural Marxism, that's really brought about a society characterized by people of weaker individual character and a society characterized by division and a frayed social and political fabric. In other words, our country is less governable now than it has been in previous times, where there was a consensus of values of what was basically accepted as being appropriate for the public policy debate. Now there's such division in our country that you can't really govern effectively any longer.
Wow.
On many issues.
Yeah, and you know, I like to often say that the essence of the American experiment can be summed up in two phrases: self-rule under God. And we see this in the Mayflower Compact, that which began the whole constitutional process. We see it in the culmination 150 years later in the Declaration of Independence, the consent of the governed because of the Creator who has given us our rights. Self-rule under God. Take away God, and ultimately you remove our rights. Okay, another issue, the sexual revolution, the transgender issue. Comment on that, if you would.
Well, this is really serious. I mean, we've gone beyond, same-sex relationships, homosexuality, and we've moved to the normalization of transgenderism, and this is preposterous. I mean, God created us boy and girl, man and woman, and the transgender issue is there may be a period in people's lives where they have what's known as gender, questioning their gender. That's not uncommon with going through puberty and young adolescence. But the notion that we can change God-given gender is preposterous and leads to, mass confusion, high suicide rates, and to say nothing of other things like the undermining of women's sports. I mean, and this is just one more attack on our institutions. If we undermine women's sports, then the enemies of America just have one more victory in their, in their attack. Women's sports, have as much value and importance as men's sports do. Why is it that we would allow this? It's like changing the rules to accommodate an extreme minority that is engaged in a process that has proven to be very harmful. I mean, suicide rates are calculated. These are statistics that we now have. So I don't need to say more about it. I think we need to go back to natural rights and God-given identity.
Exactly. The Lord has made us, male and female. He made them. Yeah, that's the foundation of everything, is what the Bible says. Okay, moral corruption of our elites. Hey, you know, if there is no God, then there's no accountability. Therefore, you can do whatever you want to. And we're like the book of Judges. And every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Well, moral corruption has been a problem since the fall of man. But when it penetrates government and major institutions, then we have a real problem on our hands. And, you know, this corruption is among elites primarily more than other people. And these are elites inside our government and also outside. And the compromise, the means of compromising that we see among these elites are the usual graft and bribery. And in the case of Congress, we have massive insider trading going on where Congress people are getting rich because they trade on the market based upon knowing what's going to happen in, you know, that a new political agenda can drive up certain sectors of the economy, and they can front run what's going to be passed and make money. I mean, this is illegal in the banking industry. It's called insider trading, and it's highly illegal. Why is it legal for our Congress people to do this? Number one, it's a corrupting force. But number two, it distracts them from their job, which is to take care of the interests of the people, not their own interests.
So it's like it's a nice racket if you can find it. But again, is this whole thing about, you know, God will hold us all accountable. You reap what you sow. We need to bang that drum because it's absolutely true. We're all going to give an account before Jesus Christ one day, whether you like it or not. So prepare for that. Okay, two-tier justice system. Thank you. Two-tiered system of justice. I mean, it's sickening, but that's what we see today.
Oh, it's really been with us now for decades, but it's gotten worse and worse. And, you know, because of this, people no longer trust the justice system. And the justice system is very, very important. To have integrity of our justice system means that people will, number one, be less inclined to break the law, but there is, you know, justice is served when the guilty have to pay a price. So what we've been seeing is that the two-tier justice system has really been driven by political lines, whereas the Democrats can get away with breaking the law that Republicans would pay a big price for. I mean, just look at the contrast between current President Biden and former President Trump. We see all the difference in the world. Trump is under prosecution now in four different lawsuits that would put him in jail for I don't know how many years, but it would be a life sentence for him now. Meanwhile, the Biden family, which we know because we have the financial records and we know where the money has come from, has been involved in massive corruption. Receiving funds from governments is a violation of our laws. And yet Joe Biden, the Biden family, Hunter Biden can thumb his nose at being, subpoenaed to testify. Mm-hmm. It's necessary that we go all through this, that American people can really wake up to the scope of the problems that we face.
Okay, that's an excellent point to end on. rediscoveringamerica.net for more information. Scott Powell, thank you and all the best.
Thanks, Jerry.